So begin, we're just going to begin by creating sacred space. We're going to use the chant we did yesterday, so if you have that image that I gave you yesterday handy, be good to have that out. Okay, so just have that in front of you. We'll just begin by I'm just going to play the singing bowl a little bit. Just listen to the bowl and just gently come into your bodies. Now we're just going to bring attention to entering sacred space, beginning by paying attention to the direction of the east, which is where the kettles are. Contemplating the east, which is the place of beginning, the place of the morning, the place of spring. And to the east I invite the Archangel Raphael, great healer who brings the breath of the morning into existence, who creates new life, new possibilities. Breathe into us, inspire us. Make today a new day. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the east. We turn now to the south, which is just opposite me. South is the place of summer, of noonday, of maximum light and warmth. And to the south, I invite the Archangel Michael, High Priest of Heaven, whose face shines like the sun at noon. Bring the light of noon into this place. Bring the warmth and the fire. Empower us, consecrate us, that we may work with the living light. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the south. Turn now to the quarter of the west, which is just behind Andy, Faye and Pam. This is the place of twilight, this is the place of the setting sun, this is the place of autumn, this is the place of the great waters. And to the west I invite the Archangel Gabriel, great cleansing intelligence, giver of vision. Irrigate our hearts and our lives. Bring us true vision, that we may walk between the worlds. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the west. We come now to the court of the north, which is where I'm sitting. So this is the place of midnight, the place of winter, the place of the mystery of the stillness that precedes new life. Place of the sun at midnight. And to this place I invite the Archangel Uriel, light of God that shines in darkness, keeper of the mystery of transmutation, angel of matter who teaches us the fiery and plastic nature of the world. Make us true alchemists, true catalysts of transformation. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the north. Beneath us is the sacred land, the earth. Above us is the moon, the sun, the thousand stars. We sit within the templum, in the place set apart that we may witness the arising of signs and wonders. We sit in the stillness, feeling the presence of the archangels that on every side, feeling the support of the earth, feeling the generosity of the moon, the sun and the stars. We are at the center point as the image of the living one, the generative mystery, the fool whose folly is wisdom, and who is continually opening new ways, new possibilities. And here and in this moment we practice the embodiment of the fool. And together, as we practice the embodiment of the Fu, we will chant together the chant Yod He Shin Vav He, which is the name that heals and renews. So just gently looking at the image and chanting with me. Yun Jin Vave Yun Jin Vave
Yud-eh.
Vave Yude Shin Vave Yude Shin Vave Yude Shin Vav Hey 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 Yude Shin Vav Let the vibration of the chant carry you deep into the body. Relaxing inwards and downwards. And be aware that you are standing in front of a door, the door to a house. And as you become aware of the door, you become aware of the house that you are standing in front of. You notice its style, its age, whether it is well looked after, whether it is struggling. Contemplate the door and the house. You discover that you have the key to the door in your hand. And if it is right for you, you insert the key, you open the door and step inside. There's a moment of disorientation, a sense of crossing a threshold. Then you become aware that you're standing in a hallway. There is a door to your left and a door to the right. There is a stairway going up and a stairway going down. And if it is right for you, you take the stairway going down, which spirals in a soft spiral. As you go down into the foundations of the house, you pass a small landing, but you continue going down until you find yourself in the basement. In the foundations of the house. Notice how the room looks. How is it furnished? Is it clean? Is it dirty? Does it feel a strong place that holds up the rest of the house? Do you feel at home there? Or is it more difficult? Having got a felt sense of the house, you return to the stairwell, just slowly walking up the softly spiraling stair. You come to the landing. And you open the door, finding yourself in what seems to be a boiler room, a place where the plumbing of the house is organized, a place where the heat of the house is organized. Notice the boiler, notice the plumbing. Notice how well it's doing. Has it been serviced well? Out of the power of the pipes. Having noticed the boiler room, you step outside back onto the stair. And again, slowly ascending, step by step. You find yourself back in the hallway, facing inwards into the body of the house. And you are drawn to the door on your left. Stepping through it, you find that you are in a study with books, computers, puzzles, all the things of the mind. Notice your study. Notice your library. You may notice individual books, or you may just have a sense of the library. Notice how well it is furnished. Does it feel well used? Just getting a sense of the study. Having got that, you step back out and across the hall, you go into the other dorm, into a room full of plants, full of art, full of artistic projects done, completed and half done. Overall, a sense of greenness and life. And colour. Notice your room. Notice how it is furnished. Notice how full or empty it is. Getting just a felt sense, overall feeling for this room and your place within it. Return to the hallway. And notice the stairway moving upwards, which is now as straight as an arrow. It's quite a steep stair. So if it is right for us, we decide to ascend the stair, step by step, being aware of the effort it takes, as if there is something pressing down upon us, pushing us back. We are somehow also attracted, drawn by the destination. So step by step, moment by moment, we ascend the stair. And we come at length to another door, straight in front of us. Notice the door. Notice if there are any images or symbols upon it. And then simply open it and step in. We find ourselves in a small, still room, a room of contemplation. There are two chairs in this room, opposite each other. Take your place, seat in one of the chairs. And as you do so, you become aware of a presence sitting in the other chair. A still yet active presence. You may have a clear sense of the presence, or it may be quite faint. But accepting whatever appears and whatever form it appears. Commune with the presence. Talk to it. Have conversation and colloquy. Over the shoulder of the presence, you see another door with a curtain in front of it. The curtain is partly pulled back, so we see a strange, very ancient seeming door. And we know that this is the door to the garden. Strange phrase, as we're inside a house, and yet somehow it is also the door to the garden. Study the curtain, and as we look into its folds, which at first seem just to be folds, we see the shape, the form of the priestess of the tarot. And we realize that we cannot enter the garden save through her. By stepping through her, in a sense by being her, we enter the garden. And we rise from the chair, thanking our companion, and step towards the curtain. Step towards the image of the High Priestess. And it is as if we step into her or she steps into us. And there is a sense of passing through a vast veil. And a sense of a descent that is an ascent. Into an attic that is also a garden. Into an attic that is also the deep foundation and root. As we surrender to her and give ourselves to her, we are shown mysterious things which we may or may not remember when we return from this place. We are turned round and find ourselves stepping forward, outward, from the mysterious place of the garden, back through the veil. Into the room of contemplation. Seeing it with new eyes. We descend the straight stair, finding ourselves back in the hallway, being aware of the study of the room of art and beauty, of the boiler room, of the foundations. Seeing them with new eyes, sensing them with new senses. As we bring the fragrance of the garden more outwardly present. We notice the door at the end of the hallway, which is the door to the outside. And we step towards it. Opening it, stepping through, closing the door. And for a moment contemplating the house. With its many possibilities and mysteries. And we turn outwards, finding ourselves just sitting here. Feeling the experience of the house and the rooms. The companion and the high priestess and the garden resonating deeply in us somewhere, but also aware of our senses orientating into the room, hearing sound in the room, feeling the contact of the ground or the chair, smelling and tasting the room. And when you're ready, opening your eyes and looking into the room. And taking a little time just to record your experience in words or with the pastels.